We got our host on the line right now as he's on his way over here. But you know, we had to make the show happen regardless. That's what we do, right?
That's right, man. That's right. I'm about to hop in my car, head over to KVU right now. You already know it's volunteer week. You know, just got done. You know, I was playing soccer with the kids today.
Tevin can't get enough.
Hey, it was hot today in Portland. I hope everybody enjoyed that beautiful weather. You know, it was hot. I was watching the kids play soccer. You know, that's part of my job. And then I'm leaving my YMCA job right now. You know, two hustles.
Out there grinding, got to get it.
Jalen just started his new job. How's that going, bro?
Man, it's crazy. You know, adjusting to that office lifestyle, you know.
How's that been? Tell me about it, bro.
Yo, it's honestly, I was sick to my stomach going into it because, you know, I was at a point where I just needed a job. But as soon as I got in there, bro, it's pretty cool. Like, everyone in there is pretty welcoming. Everyone's really nice. Because, you know, like, I don't know. I've just always had this idea in my head that I never wanted to work in a corporate office, you know, at a cubicle.
Nah,
bro.
You said you wanted to work at Nike and Adidas, dog.
That's completely different corporate structure, bro. Like, the corporate environment at places like that are completely different. I'm talking about, like, your typical, like, office building downtown.
Right. Yeah. But I think Adidas and Nike is still... It's still kind of corporate.
It's different, bro. It's very you could wear sweatpants to work at Nike, okay?
Oh yeah.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. It's like, you know, dressing up. It's crazy. I'm starting to look at myself different, taking myself serious. So watch out. Watch how you talk to me.
Hey,
I'm kidding. But man, I know you love the sun out here.
Hold on, real quick. Let me keep it on my headphones as I'm driving.
Oh yeah, be safe out there, man.
Yeah, man, because you already know, bro.
It's a felony out there, and it's not even about the felony. You know, it's crazy things that be happening. People are on the phones while they're driving.
I know, man. I'm gonna take you guys to the scenery. It's about 84 right now. Headed over to KVU. You know, your boy is hungry as heck, man. But it's just, you know, I'm learning nowadays. You know, you got to pack snacks, you know, throughout the day. Especially dealing with these kids, man, because these kids will drain you out.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah, man, talk to me, bro. What have they been having you do at work lately? Like, you know, on the first 2 days, I know it's an orientation, but how feel? You know, last summer the position you were in, you were kind of just chilling, looking for work. But how does it feel now to kind of be back at work and getting back on a routine of things?
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie. It's like a little bit exhausting. Nothing I can't handle, you know. But, you know, for those of you who don't know, I really haven't had a stable job, like a full-time job, working 8 hours or 40 hours a week since, like, I don't know, maybe like last spring. Like, I've not really been grinding like that. Like, I just been having time off. You know, I worked a lot over the summer with a part-time job and stuff like that. But I really just been chilling and went to Cabo and I kind of evaluated my life. And I was like, I should probably get a job instead of just running around partying every weekend and going to Cabo.
But I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you were still, that's the thing I've had this debate with like multiple friends is like, I feel like our generation more so is now like, I don't think there is a rush to get a full-time job. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's definitely not. Like, you know, for me, it was more like, you know, I was blessed with the situation. A lot of people don't have this, but, you know, my mom has a stable job and has a stable household. And I was blessed to be able to come back home to that and have her, you know, pretty much take me back in after I was living on my own for the past 4 years. And so I didn't have to get a job right away. So, you know, part of me was just taking advantage of that, too. You know, I was going out having fun, you know, traveling a little bit with the money I saved up. And, you know, whereas, you know, people like you, you know, you moved over here. You didn't have any family to rely on. You know, you had to get a job right away. You had to stay on the grind. So that's kind of like, you know, not you as a specific person, but people in those types of situations, you know, motivated me to, you know, not necessarily, you know, stay laid back. You know, there's people out here that actually got to earn what they got. And it kind of made me look at myself, and I realized that I wanted to have something for myself and earn something for myself that I could take pride in. You know what I'm saying?
But you did earn it. And I mean, with what you're doing, like you working downtown, you feel me? Nice little office, man. You could take a little, you know, coffee and lunch break. Now it's just like, it's building that routine, man.
Exactly. It's smooth. Hey, another thing too, man, routine is key. I really fell out of a routine, especially, you know, not having any obligations, bro. Like, graduating school, you know, if you don't have a job straight out of school and, like, you stay at your mom's house, you don't need a routine. Like, the only routine I had was getting up and going to the gym with you. But, like, I think, you know, for me personally, having a routine is crucial for just my health, mentally and physically, you know.
And you've been what, 3 days in so far, right?
3 days in, yeah.
And what's been your routine so far?
I get up in the morning, like around like 5:30, hit the snooze button, sleep for another 5 minutes, get back up, you know, just kind of look myself in the mirror and tell myself to be better. Today than I was yesterday. Get up, go shower, make some coffee if I'm feeling like it, have a little bite to eat, and then I get dressed and I'm out the door. Just, you know, do a last minute check to make sure I look cleanly kept, because this is one of those jobs.
What time you gotta be at the office?
I gotta get there around 7.
Dang,
try to get there before 7. Yeah, 7 o'clock a.m.
Okay, so what are you doing, man? What does your daily job consist of?
Bro, they just been training me, and I'm not gonna lie, they just been throwing information at me consistently. So like, I'm a little overwhelmed, but pretty much what my job is, my position title is community development specialist. So I work for a corporate events company, okay? And pretty much what I do is I maintain the corporate events community, just in short. So pretty much I make sure people are registered for events. You know, if
people, what type of events?
Corporate events. So there'll be like networking events. So let's say there's an event down in San Francisco. We'll do outreach and find, you know, let's say it's an event for a bunch of chief marketing officers. I'll do some outreach. Find people in our pool, and I'll reach them and be like, yo, there's an event in the area coming up soon. You should come, blah, 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 blah. You're invited on this person, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, just get people signed up for it. And that's pretty much what the company's goal is to get, you know, credible people to these events and making them successful.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Now it's just planning on the next move, man.
Oh yeah, I'm already trying to plan my next three moves, man.
That's all you can do, bro.
Can't live in the moment for too long.
At least you got some structure now. You can kind of save and get some money, you know. So it's like, hey, you know, like you said, you're living at your mom's house. I mean, you got to pay a little bit of rent, but you know, nothing too heavy. So, like I said, man, and then still continue to try. That's one thing I've realized with people working full time is they try to bandage out and try to take little breaks, whether that's doing yoga or taking a class or, you know, or that they take little vacations like here and there to get a break from things, bro. So try not to get too stagnant, man, in that,
yeah, I feel
in
you.
That, in that lifestyle, you know, break it up for something, you know. That's the hardest thing for people sometimes.
Yeah, I feel it, yeah. Hey, but we got Pastor Adele real quick. She going to let you guys know about the drive that's going on.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, go ahead, Adele.
Jalen, thank you. Fascinating to learn about your new routine. This is KBOO. You're listening to Combined Culture Radio. 877-500-5266 is the number to call for you to show your love and support for Combined Culture Radio, for KBOO, your community radio. It's been 50 years in the making, and it's only because you make it happen. You are a part of it, folks. This is how KBOO function. We are a participatory media. Listeners support KBOO and volunteers make it happen. This is as simple as it goes. And the equation right now is missing you. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can also go online to kboo.fm and make your donation right there. We have volunteers that are ready. Jason, who will be your next DJ, is also right in there waiting maybe for answering your phone calls. We have Selena and a few other folks out there who are dedicated volunteers. Maybe they do programming. Maybe they support KBOO in other ways. And they are now waiting to hear from you to find out how you are going to support KBOO. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And we would love to show our appreciation for your financial support. If you were to donate $5 a month, which is $60 for the whole year, we would thank you with a KBOO beanie. We also have a brand new enamel pin, which is a 50th anniversary collector pin, which you could grab also for a $30 donation. So please call 877-500-5266 and show your love, your support for community radio, for participatory media, and for KBOO, for this Portland community that you are a part of. And maybe you're not in Portland. Maybe you're part of our extended community. But if that is the case, then I would challenge you to reach out now and let us know that you are listening from wherever you at. Whether you go to kboo.fm on your smartphone or you call us right now at 877-500-5266. Please support KBOO. Back to you, Jalen.
Thank you, Dale. Yeah, get those donations in. They really mean a lot to us. Without them, we wouldn't be able to run our show. Right, Tevin?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's more. We're more than a show over here. You know, it's a community. That's what we're all about. How far are you out, man?
Bruh, I am about 12 minutes away.
Don't get pulled over, man. But hey, man, so like this sun's been shining pretty tough this week. What type of outdoor activities you got planned, man? I know you're trying to get into your inner Oregonian.
Nah, but you know, I was realizing, man, it's been almost a year since we've had CC Radio, bro.
It has been almost a year. We're approaching that mark.
It's been a year, man. It has been a year. Like, I was just thinking about it the other day. I was like, man, like, remember them hot summer nights that we spent at KBOO, like, having the radio when we first started, man? Like, I remember it being hot and us stepping out. And then we got through those cold winter months, man.
We did get through those cold winter months, man. It was like my eyes were closed the whole time. I was just not trying to see it.
When we were coming in the cable and it was dark outside.
The Tim's on.
Man, that's what I'm saying. It's a celebration.
Dell knows. Dell had the Tim's on too. Gotta keep them feet warm during them cold months. But you know, for a lot of people living in Oregon, I know this is definitely a thing for a lot of people, especially the natives. You know, that first day where it hits like 80. You know, or like first moment that you have off, I guess, where it hits 80, you know, everyone goes outside and does some type of activity, whether it's floating the river, you know, you go swimming in a swim pool, maybe just go into your backyard and drink a little bit of wine and enjoy the sun, you know. So I don't know about you, Tevin, but I kind of want to open up the lines and see what people like to do on their first sunny days. What do you say?
I'm down.
All right, well. You know, for those listening right now, feel free to call in. We are going to have another interruption in a little bit, but feel free to call in and let us know what you like to do on your first sunny day of the Portland year. You know what I'm saying?
You got to give them.
No, I remember down, you probably had the same experience at U of O, but like down at OSU, that first sunny day, you would just see like the campus come to life. Like, we would just be one day you just be walking through, it seems like no one's on campus really, and the next day it hits like, it might not even be in the 80s, it'll be like 72 and sunny. All of a sudden everyone's in shorts, people are just sitting on their lawns drinking, no one's going to class or anything. Like, those days were crazy though. How it's crazy what miracles the sun could work, man.
Bro, I mean, that's the best part about it, is when you wake up And you're able to see like the sun shining, like, because it puts a bright thing on your day, man. It makes you acknowledge. That's why I love the summers in Portland, man. That's why I love the Southern.
Well, because we get withheld from us. But, you know, I always wondered that, like, if you were to take the people from Portland and swap them out with the people from the Bay, like, let's just say you swap, or not even the Bay, because the Bay doesn't even see the sun, like, all the time like that. If you just took them out from, like, L.A. or San Diego, like, I wonder how those people would survive, like, functionally, if you just swapped our weather systems. Like,
what
they,
you mean? People who...
I don't think they'd make it. If they couldn't move, bro. Like, if you were like, all right, for, like, 2 months, just, this is just an experiment. We're going to swap your guys' weather systems. Or not for 2 months, for a year. For a whole year. I guarantee you, like, the economy would crash. Like, they wouldn't be able to function.
I mean, bro, but we've talked about this before. Is like a lot of times, like living in Portland, it makes you so much more like mentally stronger because you deal with so much of the weather, and you're like, bro, I gotta get it done regardless. You know what I mean?
True, true.
So it's like that's one of the things that I realize is like, bro, there's so many days where I'm just down in the dumps or might be depressed, like because of the weather. But it's like you still gotta get stuff done.
That is very true. Very true. Speaking of getting things done, Del, you got another pitch for us?
I absolutely do. I was just checking out when is the anniversary of Combined Culture Radio, and July will be the year anniversary.
Ooh.
Wait, yeah. July?
July.
I thought we started
in July.
Yeah. I just checked out. Our very first episode was July 28th. The 28th.
Oh, it's late July.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of deep in the summer. I thought, the thing is, I had got fired from Adidas, I want to say, in, like, May. So that's why I think, like, I always thought, like, maybe we started talking about CC Radio in May.
Yeah, you got to remember, bro, I didn't get back here.
You were a guest on Keeping It Real a few times.
There you go.
And that is, like, the beauty of KBU and of community radio is that you came at Tevin as a guest on another show, Keeping It Real, and then was like, wow, that's really cool, and we made it happen.
Exactly.
And you've been making it happen with Jalen.
Yeah, I just got dragged into this.
You kind of did, Jalen.
I did.
But you're really doing a great job.
I love it, though. KBU community is beautiful.
Yeah, 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You want to share more about why it's cool?
Who, me or Tevin?
Whoever.
I can share why it's cool. Look,
go ahead.
For the kids, so, Tevin.
So, pretty much, like, it's a place where we have freedom to talk about what we want. It gives us a platform. But not only that, it's just like, you know, coming in during the holiday season, especially in the summer, it's always just a good place to see, like, you know, like, hey, like if I'm with Jalen or if I'm with, you know, Aron or one of my friends, it's like, hey, I'll see you guys, you know, tonight on the show. And it's just like you invite people in, like, especially like Oba, you know, it's just, it's like that. It's now becoming that traditional thing that we do every Wednesday. It's like, what are we going to talk about? You know, what are we going to do? It's just to have fun, you know?
For sure.
Every Wednesday night, man.
For me, the coolest thing about the KBU community is all about energy. No matter what mood I come in to this building with, I always walk out feeling way more positive. You know, you come in, everyone has a smile on their face. You know, people, you know, might even be stressed out, but they're still just happy to be here. And,
yeah, man, it's just like, man, it's a real good environment,
and I just love it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, we just chilling, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as I pull in right now, it's just like, you know, the only thing I would say is at times it's hard finding parking.
At 7:23, it's hard?
I got a spot right in front of the building, but that's just
Tevin
because, you know.
I think Tevin is pulling our leg. I don't know he's on his way.
Tevin doesn't know how to parallel park, though. You know that, right?
I'm pulling in right now. You know, the main thing is, it's like, sometimes, like, I just want to park across the street, but they won't let me because they're like, oh, you need a permit or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, as I pull in right now, you know, some of these spots be taken, you know, for instance, like, there's a spot right here, but it's no parking right next to the top. You know?
We'll make a spot that says Tevin.
But I see a spot right now. I gotta turn back around and park. So
cool.
Right,
man. Well, while you do that, I'll share the phone number a few more times, and then by the time I'm done, then you'll be in.
Okay.
Fabulous. Yep, Great. Hey, so 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Again, this is KBOO Spring Membership Drive. We are trying to raise $250 this hour. This is can be done very easily by a couple of you calling with a $100 donation and or a $60 donation. $5 a month really is not that much whenever you think about what you spend. Maybe $5 in a day. Did you spend $5 on something today? I probably did on a kombucha. And that is how much you could spend on KBOO instead. It's for a whole month. It's not that much. 877-500-5266 is the number to call so that you can show your love, your appreciation for Combined Culture Radio, for community radio. Just like Taven and Jalen just shared, this is a place where all of us can come, share our thoughts, share our ideas, but it's only possible because of you, the listener. You've been making it happen for 50 years. Maybe not all of you, but some of us have been making it happen for a very long time, and all of us have a piece to play, a part to play now in keeping it going and making sure that the folks for the next generations are ready for this and that this resource is still available. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to make your contribution to KBOO. And while you are calling our volunteers, please let them know why you support KBOO, why you listen. Let us know how long you've been listening. I would love to be able to share that on the air because we all love KBOO for a very specific reason. We all support it for a reason. KBOO is our community resource. It is our support in the community to make sure we all stay informed. But it is also a place where we get to hear voices that we don't hear anywhere else. It's also a place where certain voices who've been shut down from a lot of places get a place to actually share perspective. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And online, kboo.fm is also a very easy way for you to donate. And while you're there, you should actually browse on to the page for Combined Culture Radio and check out some of the older episodes. Every week there is an episode. Every week there is a special image that goes with each episode. Taven and the crew at Combined Culture Radio are really using their creative excellence to be able to bring to you all what they are about. And that is kind of the gift of KBOO. We share with each other our creative genius. So let's go back to Combined Culture Radio. I see Taven just walked in.
Hey.
What mic is Taven on?
Taven is on the green mic.
The green mic for Taven.
What's happening, man? We back.
He's in the studio.
Thank you, Dale, for that, by the way. Are you sponsored by kombucha? No, you're not, because you pay
$5. No, I don't. Right. I did pay $5. Yeah. I do make my own, but I forgot to pack it today. But kombucha is life, though.
Dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's another thing I was going to say. It's just like, KBOO be so fun during the summers. See, the thing is, I think I won't have as much, like, practices at night, so we could actually, like, have a solid rotation in the summertime.
That'd be cool.
Like, a solid, like, rotation. Like, I'm talking about having all the homies in. This dude, Victor, is catting. He just said, this Portland sun got me feeling like this pig. Y'all go suck up some vitamin D. I wish I could remember what was said to me because I was cheesing hard as hell. Dude, you're a cat.
Man, bro, that's my best friend.
Bro, I want to leave a comment, like a hater comment, like, bro, you catting off. Bro, you ain't fly. I want to say something, but I don't want to be that dude.
I will be that dude later, don't worry.
I know. I'll keep a lookout.
I got you. I'll post some extra stuff on him.
Yeah, man, but speaking of which, like, you know what I was thinking about, bro?
What are you thinking about, Taven?
Is Wingstop overrated?
You know what? I couldn't tell you because I haven't had Wingstop before.
What?
I just found out that there's a Wingstop in the Portland area.
Yeah, bro. There's one.
It's like on 82nd or something like that.
Nah, the one that I go to is kind of by like Reed. It's like in that area, that little industrial area. I don't know what. Yeah. Matter of fact, it's over there by that move. It's hard to describe where it's at.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about it?
Wingstop? Bruh, it's flame, bruh. The fries be on point. The ranch be on point.
the chicken, the honey barbecue, whatever that is, that we put that in the ranch, that'd be dipping and dabbing. That's good.
Dipping and dabbing. You know, honest, all right, so I keep telling myself.
I'm just real hungry right now, so that's why I'm thinking about food.
No, me too. But I've been telling
myself. Hold on. Speaking of which, bro, I got to drop some knowledge for the fans here. Uh-oh. So Jalen, when we were working out, he would make these like Nutribullet protein shakes. I've had a Nutribullet since college. And I haven't used it like in years. So I brought it back out recently. And I'm like, I realized today, I'm like, dang, you could really like pack some stuff in here.
No, you can.
And you'll be good. Like, for instance, like I got done working out. I threw almond milk in there, honey, peanut butter, blueberries, some protein chocolate, and I threw some Greek yogurt in there. Mm. And it kind of lasted me for a while. So I'm like, man, bro, like that may be a little replacement instead of like eating lunch. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Having a little, like, I can imagine once you start throwing some spinach in there and stuff, that'll get your nutrients and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
For me, like, all right, so that was a good segue, actually, because I was just about to talk about how I'm trying to start eating healthier, right? My issue right now is I just need to go to the grocery store so I can actually eat healthier. But I'm going to start having breakfast shakes. It's going to be a new thing because I notice when I wake up that early, and it's always been like this for most of my life, and I just kind of force food down. But like, it's kind of gotten worse that like I can't really eat in the morning. Like I'll be hungry, but I have breakfast. No, I have to have breakfast. Don't get me wrong. I will force myself to eat breakfast, but like I can't stump. Like nothing sounds good to me, and so I'm gonna start making these breakfast shakes in the morning. Where like
all I'll tops. Just
put a whole bunch of fruit.
Put some yogurt in there. Some ice. And then you straight, bro. Exactly. Like I said, I'm about to start really taking advantage of this Nutribullet.
Peanut butter.
Yep, peanut butter is always key. I'm about to really start taking advantage of this Nutribullet, though, bro. It's been like my best friend. Bro, I'm telling you, the shake that I made today, though, fire. Peanut butter, honey, blueberries, protein.
See, that's where I'm at. I need Greek to buy yogurt. All this stuff.
It was flame.
I don't even think I'm going to buy the protein powder. I'm just going to just mix straight raw ingredients.
Are you fancy, huh?
Give me some flax seeds.
No, I mean the only reason why I use the protein was because I just got done working out. But bro, we trying to get back eating good for the summer, man. But you know, I think what always helps is like one thing I've realized is, you know, even if it's cooking at home, like even if I made some like fried chicken at home for myself. That's better than going to, you know, to a restaurant or fast food because you made it.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Even if it's like not the healthiest thing, but even if you made it at home, it's better.
I always say if you make it at home, it's better. But like fried chicken, bro, it is fried chicken.
I ain't really sure.
If you really want some fried chicken, it's not going to make a difference if you make it at home. Or
it might be more fire if
you make it at
home.
Nah,
bro, like, if you make it with some olive oil,
I don't know.
Feel me? Like,
I will never eat fried chicken with olive oil.
I do it all the time, bro.
I've never done that before, and I don't think I ever will.
You tripping.
Regardless. Hey, but I know there's been some hot topics out there with your boy Kanye going on right now.
Dude, I don't even want to touch on that.
You don't even want to talk about it?
Bro.
He's been in hiding for a little. All right, we got to at least talk about some of the music he's talking about coming up.
Okay.
Or at least, like, the J. Cole.
All right, so that's the thing. I think we were talking about it, but did you go back and listen to the J. Cole?
No.
How'd you like it?
I said no.
No.
I haven't
listened. Why not, bro?
Well, for one, after you showed me some of the previews of the songs, it kind of killed my excitement for it, not going to lie.
Why?
Just because, like, I never was the biggest J. Cole fan. I've always respected his music and thought it was good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say, like, Born Sinner came out. I was like, oh, that's a really good album. Like, I was like, this dude's pretty cool. Then 2014 Forest Hills Drive came out, and I was like, wow, this dude might be one of the best. Like, he's really good. Like, just from, like, and I had a lot of respect for him because he was a producer, too. So I was like, he's really talented. Well, he is really talented regardless, you know. And then I just personally don't like the direction he's taking. Like, I don't like the direction he's taking his music.
So let me ask you
this. Not in terms of agenda.
Oh, let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
I know you haven't listened to the last album, but why do you think people are sweating it so hard?
I mean, I don't have a problem with people sweating it. It's good music.
But I mean, it to be like number one on the charts and like dominating and all that.
Yeah, that's that. I mean, I think that's
is that all just good. A token to his fans?
Support? I'm not saying. Yeah, he has a very loyal, strong fan base, and he's still making good music, bro. It's just not
what we're used
like,
to.
Like I said, I didn't really like J. Cole. Like the version of J. Cole that I really like to listen to is Born Right. Sinner, Four Sills.
Well, that's because you know I
that's
know
my favorite. See, that's my favorite sound from him. Like
the thing is, I know why you like that.
Why do I like
my cousin that? Brought it up too. He was like, "Yo, the reason why we related so tough to that J. Cole is because he was talking about adolescent stuff that we were going through when we were in high school, when we were in college."
It's like it's
and that's the thing is it was relatable storytelling, like Wet Dreams, for instance.
It's partly that, you know, because you know, yeah, his content was very relatable for that hormonal time period, but at the same time, it's just. It's his sound just sounds stale to me. You know what I mean? Like it's a certain sound that I think is really good for him, and he's made some good songs like it. But like when I could be like, oh, this song is like this song, it has a similar vibe. Like I like to hear variation of vibes.
So would you say? So would you say this last album, even though you haven't listened to it, based off what I showed you in the car or what you've heard? Like,
I haven't really had time. Two, Victor hasn't sent it to me. Three, like I said, I'm just not that excited to hear it. You know,
hey, well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
here's another thing, another angle coming out is, people always, especially in our friend group from U of O, always compare Kendrick to J. Cole, and there's always been a debate on who's better. Now, in my head, there was never a debate. Maybe 2014, there was somewhat of a debate, but in my head, there's never a debate. So, whenever I'm looking for a J. Cole album, I'm comparing it just naturally, instinctively to a Kendrick Lamar album, and it's just not matching up. You know what I'm saying? So I will listen to it. Maybe that's what I got to start doing now, start listening just through the ears of just hearing an artist, you know? But, like, I just don't really see his I really just don't see how he's performing on these albums matching up to where he has, you know.
So Kendrick J. Cole recently just did an interview with somebody, and I think he really got inspired for his album right now off going to a Kendrick performance, and he was like, wow, like I really gotta get back on that level.
Yeah,
like, I gotta
he definitely does.
And I mean, like, I think from what people the universe or the people are saying is apparently he's back on that level. To me, it's like J. Cole, he's a storyteller.
Oh, right? Yeah, he's always
so
been
like,
a storyteller.
So, like, on this next album, pretty much what he's talking about is, like, from what I've heard off the songs, is, like, he's trying to tell people, like, you got to look in the mirror and you got to figure out how to kill your demons. And what he means by that is, like, it could be like you suffering from drugs, you trying to get high to get away from things, you turning to something that's not natural to escape away from a pain or anything. So that's pretty much what he's trying to say. He's like, it's like a letter to his friends, like, bro, you don't gotta pop Zans or smoke weed or drink lean or any of that to like to get over stuff. And that's pretty much what he's saying. And I get that wholly. And I just feel like, and I mean, a lot of like younger rappers are taking it like in the context. They're like, oh man, J. Cole's talking about us. And I just think he's looking at it as like all that stuff that's killing us, people are glorifying it, you know?
I completely, and I said this when I first brought up the topic, I completely agree with this message. Like, it's a pretty good message. I just think, not even that. It's just, for me, you know, that's one dimension of music is content, you know. You got to be able to deliver on both, you know, and I think that's one reason why I appreciate Kendrick so much, is he could deliver a similar message but make you dance to it in a club, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. or make you just like feel more, I don't know, this is the way he delivers his music.
I got
the strongest
you.
In you.
But that's just
that's my personal opinion.
No,
obviously.
I feel you, but that's just, you know? J. Cole's voice is like,
I mean, no, because, bro, okay, I'm looking at songs like G-O-M-D, right? Like, that goes hard, bro. And, like, Power Trip, like, that's a really good song. These are very, those are two very different sounds, right? So, I think
it's the dreads. Once he started,
I want to see more. I just want to see more versatility in his music.
And but like I said, like I think listen to this next album and like you let me be. I'm gonna let you be the judge of it because now I can see like I see why there's so much hype around this album. And like when I listen to the songs, it's like, all right, like I get it. It's like I wouldn't give it an A. You know, but I mean, maybe it's just like it's just not hitting me like a damn would. I feel like we got Damn, we got Black Panther album, and then this Cole album is still good, but it's just not syncing.
But bro, what I'm saying is like it's not, and I don't know if this is the case with anyone else because I haven't talked to too many people about this album. But it like from what I've heard from the songs you showed me, I've listened and we skipped over like did like a quick preview, just like. Caught a vibe from each song, sort of, you know. It's not like it's not something I'll listen to it for sure. I'm gonna listen to it and let's do it all the way through from front to back and actually listen to the lyrics.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm not probably, I don't see myself from what I've heard so far playing this like this album over and over again.
Well, the thing is, like, bro, keep it 100. Like, I haven't revisited Forest Hills Drive in a while. I haven't revisited For Your Eyes Only. Born Sinner.
I mean, Forest Hills Drive is old. You realize that, right?
Oh, it is. It's off tops. Like, but I mean, like,
but first, I'm saying when you first listened to it, you were slapping it.
Oh, yeah, I was. Okay. But the thing is, like, I was slapping it tough, but it's like, how I look is. Oh, Dale, gotta go.
Yeah, but go ahead and finish your last stop, man.
How I was gonna say was, like, bro, I'll still go back to Good Kid, Mad City, and I'll be slapping that. Like, because the thing is, it holds memories, it holds weight.
Of course. All right, Dell, what you got for us?
Well, I got, you know, that same phone number that I'm asking folks to call. That's 877-500-5266. And I have not yet listened to the new Kanye album, but it's part of my plans for the weekend. So that's what I got. 877-500-5266. Folks, we are here at KBOO trying to raise about $100,000 for the spring membership, $100,000 for the spring membership drive. And we need your participation. We need your support. We need your help. And the way that you can do that is by giving us a call at 877-500-5266. I know many of you are listening right now. You're listening because, well, you know, this is one of the things that you do. You tune in to KBOO because this is your reliable source for information, for entertainment, for local music. This is the place where you find out who is in town, who is playing, who is going to be giving up tickets here on KBOO. That is something that we do a whole lot every mornings, every weekends during show, most afternoons. We are giving up tickets here for local shows because all of our DJs, all of our volunteers are connected to the community. And this is why you tune in. You listen to KBOO because you know we are real. We're real people. We're your friend. We're your neighbors. We're your family. And we have the information that you care about. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. There's Don and Selena and Sean who are waiting for your call right there. And they would love to be able to walk you through the process, find out what kind of thank you could we give you in order to give back for your financial support. We have new beanies. We have new hoodies. We have new t-shirts. We have lots of new KBOO gears that you could rock in the community that you could wear and show your support for KBOO with. So 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You can also go online to kboo.fm and donate there. Also on your smartphone, if you have the KBOO app, you can donate there very easily. There's a lot of different ways that you could donate. You could also come down here to KBOO 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, send us a check, same address. There's lots of different ways. It doesn't really matter how you do it or when you do it. What matters is that you show your love and your support. KBOO is 50 years in the making, and you've been making history with KBOO for 50 years by being a listener that supports with your money. This is what makes you a member. When you become a member, you get to vote, you get to have a say as to how KBOO is run and how we move things forward in the future. Folks are always calling us and always letting us know about ways that they would love for us to improve KBOO, decisions that we make that they disagree, and this is what you get. You get a chance to participate in this community radio station. When you call 877-500-5266 to show your love, show your support, show that you're listening, and show Combined Culture Radio that you are not just listening, but you are also contributing. You are making your part in this participatory media. It is very important that all of us play the role that we are meant to play. We were born to play. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
Thank you, Dell, for all that information. Appreciate it. You know, for those of you concerned about buying a hoodie or a beanie, you know, it's pretty warm right now, but the rain's coming again. So you should definitely donate and request one of those beanies and hoodies.
It's coming this weekend.
It's coming on Friday, bro. Tomorrow's our last day, so it's going to be 86 tomorrow. I want everyone outside.
It's going to be 86 tomorrow?
Everyone needs to get outside tomorrow.
You lying.
I'm going to try to convince the office to work outside.
Ooh, then it's raining.
What app are you on?
I'm on the iPhone
thing. Yeah, see, that's 80, why it's wrong.
It's going to be 85 tomorrow, 55, 56, and then the sun don't come back until next Wednesday.
So go ahead and make those donations. Well, I'm trying to figure out,
why is that happening? Like, why is it really going sunny?
Tevin, don't ask questions about Portland weather. It's just a waste of time.
That's weird, man.
It's just a waste of time, man.
That's weird, man. That's
you know,
real
people
weird.
Have wrestled with these thoughts for many years, and no one understands it, but you just got to take these moments that we get and run with them, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, back to this album talk.
Hello.
You really gonna answer a phone call in the middle?
Hello. Okay, you're picking up somebody for me, so I'll let her know you're outside. All right, bye. And we're back, man. But nah, my bad. You know, I had to somebody, you know, call Uber thing. You know.
Okay, got you.
But yeah, bro. You know, back to the album, man. It's just, I think one of the things I've learned, like as a creative, is once you create something, man, you just gotta take it and let the world, you know, take it for what it is, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like J. Cole, you know, he made his little piece of work. And he distributed it, he put it out, and now it's up for us to see what we want with it, man.
Oh, for sure.
That's the one thing I was
I doing. Mean, that's a, I feel like that's a tricky thing about becoming an artist of that caliber, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I feel like, you know, people like him, Kendrick, there's a lot of other artists out there, don't want to stress my brain too much, but they start making music, you know, I can't really speak on their behalf, but I feel like they start making music that they want to make, you know what I mean? And you could hear it in their music, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But once we reach a certain caliber, a certain fame level, there's a dilemma of upkeeping, you know.
It's hard,
I've made
bro.
Everything, you know, I've been doing everything my way, and I want to keep doing it my way. But, like, at the same time, to maintain what I got, there's got to be some level of compromise.
Well,
know?
See, bro, and that's the thing. We talked about that. We watched that in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like
realness.
Yeah, bro, it's realness. It's like, I think it's the same thing that goes for while I was reading this article. Is like, it was pretty much saying how, like, especially, I guess, it's conforming to, like you said earlier on the phone. It's like, do you go to corporate America, you know what I mean, and do your corporate job like you said you were? Or do you keep it real and, you know, you do your little part-time things and you live your life and you try to build something or whatever? You know what I'm saying? So that's, like, one of the things that they were saying in the article is, like, do you conform to society for money or do you, like, continue to try to, like, keep it real, as Paperboy said? And that's the same thing that goes for what you said with J. Cole is, like, do you go commercial and like try and you confirm to your fans and you make the bangers and all that stuff like Drake, or do you continue to do like what's passionate to you? Definitely, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's a constant battle. It's like,
for sure, yeah.
It's like,
and I think he and I definitely respect him for making his own music and if that's what he's actually doing, you know. And I think that is what he's doing. I respect that, because like, by no means, I mean, if you're gonna make this, I feel like if you're going to the entertainment industry, by definition, entertaining means you're catering to an audience. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you're just going out there creating your own stuff, you know, you respect that too. And I feel like that's what he's doing. But like me personally, like you were saying, like I reflected on that too. And at the end of the day, you know, you just gotta look at what you want your end goal to be. You know, mm-hmm. You gotta look at it big picture, long term. You know, what do you want the outcome of this decision to be? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what you gotta decide to be true to. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, bro. And that's the thing. It's like, that's one of the things I realized today. It's like, dang. Like, I just had a big phone call with this dude today from this agency down in LA. And he was saying, like, yo, like, you guys have produced, like, amazing work, and I want to partner with you guys, and I want to bring you on as a director, you know. But it's just, like, I still had to go and coach kids, like, right after having that phone call, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, when we talked about conforming to society, and you got to know your end goal, it's like, dang, man, like, and that's the one thing. He was like, sometimes I've talked with agencies, and they're like, well, your work might be too gritty or too real to do like a soda spot. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
it's like, that's the one thing, is like keeping it real, not keeping it real.
Exactly.
And it's the hardest thing, is like, I feel like at times, like, people look at the work that we've done and they're just like, wow. Like, for instance, I think like the Portland Tribune had like saw the film and they're like, oh, this is like amazing, but you know, I don't know if we could share it because of the curse words. And that's one of the things that I'm trying to figure out with society, is like, you know, like, society, like, isn't edited. You know what I mean? Like, I know the radio is like, it has to be edited, but I feel like so many times, like, I feel like, and I think like Childish Gambino said at one time, was like, people want too real until it's too real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Facts. Nah, yeah.
Where it's like, nah, you're like, real. You're like, oh man, we want the authentic, we want the real, and then like when you give them that, you're like, well, not that much.
Tone it
like,
back a little bit. Yeah,
it's like,
I feel, yeah,
it's like, I feel like we've confirmed to a society where it's like, people especially now are like, oh yeah, we want real stuff, we want culture, you know what I mean? But when they want culture, they want it like, they want their version of culture, you know what I mean? And it's real hard to like explain that or break it down. But
I mean, I feel like, let me try this real quick. It's more like, and you've seen this happen a lot with cultural appropriation and things like that matter, where people want to pick and choose exactly. The parts that they think are cool from what's real, and then leave out the things that they decide are bad. And there's a lot of different people controlling that, on deciding what to include and what not to include.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, just,
and that's the thing. That's the thing, so, that I think Donald Glover was saying when he was going off on those tangent of tweets. He was like, when he made Deadpool, like FX and Disney and Marvel, like, they were like, oh yeah, Donald, we want you like to make this FX, this Deadpool thing. And then all of a sudden when he gave them the script, they're like, well, like, this is a little too much for us, like, or something. It's like, you guys asked for coolness and real and culture, but then when you get it, it's kind of,
I still need to read that script.
Yeah. And when you get it, it's like, oh nah, we can't take all that. So that's one of the things that the dude was talking to me today. He was like, man, people might take a look at your stuff and they're just like, this is just heavy, like, it might be like too heavy. And I'm like, nah, it's just real topics, like, whether that's hurricanes, whether that's sexual assault, gun violence, alcohol abuse, shoot, disabilities, sicknesses, like, as real stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah. So it's, I mean, it when in the field of advertising and
that, well, that's the thing that gets, stuff like that. I was even pissed off. I was pissed off today because it's like I'll go on like Complex or like something, and they're talking about Lil Pump, the latest headline with him or some stupid stuff, and I'm like, bro, but when I send you our article, like, you don't want to share that story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, no one could control what people want to, you know, intake.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's what it is. And I think that's, you know, coming full circle back to this joke, J. Cole thing. I think that's what the scary part about and why he addressed that thing is, like, people are starting to prioritize this unsustainable lifestyle that's been portrayed in these.
Facts. Bruh, it's quick. It's like, nobody's.
And it's annoying because there's no stopping it because their justification is, oh, you guys are just shutting us down because we're the new gen. Like, because that happens every generation, right? We're like the old generation saying, like, oh, kids shouldn't be doing this, blah, blah, blah. But, like, this is legitimately toxic, what's going
on.
Oh,
nah,
like,
I'm legit.
I'm sorry. Like, it's legitimately toxic. But we head into the end of the show, though. We got to let Dell give us another pitch on donating to the KBOO community because we are so, so grateful for you guys' contributions. Grateful. And we'd like to get some more so we could keep this thing going. Dell, go ahead and say what's up.
Yeah, cool. And then I'll get it back to you so you can say thank you. I just wanted to reflect on what, you know, you all were just talking about around, you know, the way that culture and especially African-American culture is used and misused in a lot of ways. And this is, you know, one of the things that KBOO allows. The KBOO allows for people to actually have the voices themselves. This is not folks who are rethinking, reappropriating anybody's culture. And this is kind of what community radio allows us to have. It allows us to have an authentic space for us to speak our truth and to share our voices. And if you feel this way, then please do support KBOO. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Again, 877-500-5266. You can also go online to kboo.fm and make your donation today, right now, absolutely on there or on your mobile app. Again, this is your community voices. This is unfiltered commentary that is coming from you, coming for you from Combined Culture Radio folks here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And this is history in the making. Nowhere else on the radio dial in the Portland community area would you hear those voices. Would you have community members who just walk in and are able to share whatever they feel, wherever they come from, and their thoughts and ideas about what's happening with culture, with themselves, with their lives. This is your community radio station. We do that 24/7 thanks to you. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to support KBOO, Combined Culture Radio, and everything else that's happening here in your community radio station. Back to you, folks, so that we can close up the show.
Thank you, Dell, and thank you to our listeners so, so, so much. Also, if you guys just want to wait a few minutes to call and donate, me and Tevin are going to be on the phones. I know how much you guys love to hear our voices. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, please donate. We love this KBOO community, and we love coming in every week, doing our show, giving our little spiel, and just, you know, doing our part in the KBOO community and actually, you know, creating topics every week and coming in, discussing it, and having open discussions and then hearing you guys' contributions as well. It's always a wonderful time. But our time is wrapping up here. Tevin, you got anything to say to close out?
I mean, I just want to say enjoy this weather. Enjoy tomorrow. Bring the barbecue pits out, man. Man, just enjoy this weather. Have fun. And summer is upon us here in Portland.
The summer is coming. All right, Dell, go ahead and leave him with our closing out track.